Hello to everybody, whenever and wherever you're worshipping. Welcome to this joint service of worship with us, and thank you for sharing this time of worship with us. We're going to do our usual round robin of what's happening in the different congregations. And first, we're going to hear from Sheila Mitchell in Echt and Midmar.
Hello to everybody joining us. A very quick word from Echt and Midmar. Firstly, to say that along with many other churches, next week, of course, will be Christian Aid Sunday, and we'll be marking the work of Christian Aid and giving thanks for all their activity around the world in many places. After worship, which will be in Echt next Sunday, we'll be holding a soup and sweet lunch to which everybody is invited to come along. Then looking ahead, there will be more information coming, but our service on the 29th of this month in Echt will be joint worship between all our congregations. So we look forward to welcoming people to Echt on the 29th. And it's over to Stella in Blairdaff and Chaplagiri.
Hello and welcome to everyone here. And just like to reiterate that welcome to Echt, because we'll be closing all the other churches and truly joining in the Benihi Churches Together group, and that will be a fantastic service. Not too much to report in Blairdaff and Chaplagiri, other than we're trying to tend to plants for our plant sale on the 28th of May, where we'll have a coffee morning and sale there. So now over to the other Sheila in Kemney.
Good morning to everyone. Again, in Kemney, we are thinking about our Christian aid work and raising funds. And do remember to support Suzanne with her kilt walk. And there is a page online that you can join and donate, we hope, lots of money to support Suzanne. We have a busy church centre. And could I put a plea for any cleaner to help us on a Friday afternoon or a Monday? A contract cleaner who can be paid, we'd be very happy to have that support. And in addition to that, Loaves and Fishes are looking for somebody to do a Monday morning shop for the centre. And that would be in Aldi to get the cheapest bargains for everybody. And we would very much appreciate a volunteer to help with that. But meantime, I pass this to Tozi in Kintore.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. In Kintore, I have got just one announcement. If there are more announcements new, we'll add on that. Our Christian Aid Sunday is going to take place on the 15th of May, this month, next Sunday. That's the announcement which I have. Now hand over to UN in Cluny and Monimask.
Thank you, Tozi. And I'm sure to Sheila Simpson, I would probably just say other supermarkets are available so that we're not pushing just Aldi. I'm saying that because my son works in another one. a few intimations from us. Today, we're actually having our first formal communion service since lockdown. And we're looking forward to that. And it's actually a joint one. We've never done one between both congregations. So hopefully that goes well today. Next Sunday, we're looking to welcome Tozi, who's coming to visit us to lead our worship. So that's something that the folk are, I have to say, quite excited for, Tozi. They haven't believed me when I said how tall you are, so they want to see you in person. And so that'll be next the next Sunday. And then on the 22nd, we will have a new member joining Monimask through Public Profession. So we always look forward to that. Mainly music continues during the week as usual, and I'm actually helping this week coming, so I'm looking forward to that, and also the fine pieces that they get after my work is done. I think that's all, so I'm going to pass you back now to Neil.
Thank you very much, Ewan, and thank you, everybody. Last announcement just from Kintore is to say that this Sunday is also our Messy Church Sunday, so 3:30 in the church. If you are part of a family or part of a church family, you're very welcome to join us. It's always lots of fun. And we end with a meal together, which is super. So you will have your tea before you head off home. That starts at 3:30 at the church. And now we go back to worship. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice together and be glad in it.
Hear the call to worship. When our hearts are full of joy, we praise the Lord Jesus. When our hearts are sad, we look to him. When we need a friend, we rely on him. Wherever we are, however we feel, we trust in him. So come and worship the Lord Jesus here in this place, wherever you are. Let us worship with God's people today. Now let's draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for calling us to be your people. As we gather remotely, wherever we are, may we listen to your word and reflect. May we listen to one another and respond. May we listen to the cries of the world and react, that no one may cry alone, and all may rejoice in your love. Forgive us, Lord, when we turn away from those whose tears we are afraid of, whose grief we have not wanted to share, and whose pain we have not wanted to see. Forgive us, and grant us courage to be silent where there are no words, to be supportive when there is no easy way ahead, and to carry always the hope of Christ in our hearts, wherever our journey takes us. And so, Jesus, loving shepherd, we pray that you would be near us. Jesus, good shepherd, watch over us. Jesus, caring shepherd, be gentle with us. Jesus, consoling shepherd, walk with us. Jesus, commissioning shepherd, send us out to be near others, to watch over others, to be gentle with others, and to walk with them in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Hear the word of God. Our reading for today comes from the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 7, reading from verse 9 to verse 17. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing round the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Calvary greetings to you wherever you are watching this joint service from. I want to thank the Lord so much for he gives us another chance to share his word. We have just read a scripture from the book of Revelations, chapter 7, verse 1, verse 9 to verse 17. And it reminds me of a man known as Polycarp, who was arrested by the Roman government and was burned at the stake after he had refused to renounce Christianity. He was asked to renounce his faith, and he said, "I had known the Lord for 89 years, and he has done no wrong to me. How can I reject him?" After that, he raised his hands and he was burned and he died. So this scripture, before we say anything a lot about this scripture, we want to understand the context of this scripture that we have read, the context of this vision. Following this vision of worship of God and the Lamb from chapter 5 and chapter 4, as well as chapter 6, John sees the Lamb opening the seals, seven seals of the scroll, representing God's purpose, which is elaborated in chapter 6. The past, present, and future is intertwined in these visions. The slaughtered lamb, who is Jesus, is raised to God's throne and has already accomplished God's purpose. That is, Jesus enrolled the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. I think we remember that scripture in Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to verse 21, when Jesus said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled at the beginning of his ministry." Now, the chapter 7 that we read, this is another vision which was seen by John, the vision of worship of God and the Lamb. This vision by John, again, who sees people from around the world
worshipping God. It is a rich imagery of angels, a magnificent throne, and fantastic animals. Here we see Jesus being referred to as the Lamb at the end of the passage. He is also referred to as the shepherd. And the question was asked, who are those people who were singing and who were rejoicing? And the answer was given. Those are the people who had washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Meaning to say, those people who accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior were the ones who were being seen in the vision, rejoicing, singing, and praising God in heaven. As we seek to live out the message and implications of Easter, we are reminded of the endurance we need in the light of the kingdom, facing life's struggles in the company of comfort of the Good Shepherd, who is the crucified and risen Christ. In this, those who have been faithful to death are no longer crying out, but are before God's throne, worshipping day and night. This divine throne room is eternal in heaven, but yet to come on earth. John's images recall worship in Jerusalem, temple destroyed by Titus. The lamb and the palm branches suggest the Passover festival. There are remarkable paradoxes here. The slaughtered lamb is also the Lord. The shepherd who leads to life is also Jesus, who is being referred in this scripture. We can also read Psalms chapter 23. So, what is it in this chapter we have read which causes us to endure and to persevere in our faith? Number one, Jesus is the shepherd. Even if we are to face challenges, we are to have troubles, we are to have tribulations in this life, as we worship the Lord, He is the shepherd. So since He is the shepherd, what does the shepherd do to us? What does the shepherd do to the sheep? He protects the sheep. We are protected by the Lord. Number two, He guides the sheep. We are guided by the Lord. Number three, He provides for the sheep. I always say this statement as far as the provision of the Lord. No any aspect of human existence can be separated from God's provision. And we are guaranteed that after this life on earth, we are going to rejoice in the life to come. We are assured to go and stay with the Lord, singing day and night. I don't know what challenges you are facing. I don't know what troubles we are facing, whether financial challenges, health challenges. That must not disturb your faith. Let us endure, let us persevere, let us continue to serve our Lord. May the Lord bless the teaching of His word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Shall we once again join together in prayer? Let us pray. Lord God, we bless you for the gospel of Christ, for the good news he gave to the world of your justice, love, and compassion. We thank you for the hope we have of your kingdom, for the privilege that is ours of being part of Christ's body, the church, for all the friendship and encouragement that we have found within the church, for the presence of the Holy Spirit acting in our lives, sometimes in spite of us. We thank you for the joy of home and family, and for the excitement and pressures of life today. We bring before you, Father, in prayer, the need for the whole Church of Christ around the world. Help her to hold out to all the way of faith, in all the changes and confusions of our age. To all who guide and serve the Church, grant the humility and love without which no work can be done for Christ. Bless your Church in this land and in these parishes of the Benihi churches together, that we may bring glory to you and increase in size and influence your love for each and every person who live within these parishes, that we can live together in love. Be with us as we continue how to explore how we can come together to give glory to your name. We pray for our Queen Elizabeth and her family, and for all members of her governments at national and local level. Guide and guard them in their work. Give them wisdom and strength and integrity in their service. We remember those who have recently been elected as in local councils around the land, and ask that you will guide them as they form new alliances and serve the people in the local areas. We remember new councillors and ask that you give them strength in their task, as we remember councillors who have lost their seats and are coming to terms with their new situation. Lord, we pray for peace for your world, that it may be a true peace, inspired by a sense of sister and brotherhood within the human family. Draw us nearer to the day when all nations will be able to cooperate against disease and prejudice and hunger, and help our country and its leaders and people work for the good of all. We continue to pray for the people of the Ukraine and the many other war zones in the world who do not get the TV time that Ukraine does. Lord, we cannot begin to feel the anguish and hurt of so many around the world. Those suffering as a result of abuse and poverty, those suffering religious intolerance and hatred, those suffering fear from war and civil unrest, those suffering through disease and lack of medical care. Be with those who work for peace, with the aid agencies that bring comfort, and with all those who give of their time and talents to help others. We especially pray for Christian Aid at this time, for all the work that they do, and for all those who are raising funds to help them. Bless them in their tasks, we pray. Lord God, be with the suffering peoples of the world, those who are ill or anxious, the bereaved, and uphold those known to us whose needs we lay before you now. May your love and your peace reach through to them. For men and women who have laboured through the centuries to build up your Church, we praise you that the fear of death has been removed by Christ's own death and resurrection, that you, who are the origin of all life, are also the fulfilment of our lives. Bring us all safely to our home with you in your good time, Lord God. For we bring this prayer to you in the name of our crucified and risen Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Go now in peace, assured of the transforming love and mercy of Almighty God. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and with people everywhere, this day and forevermore. Amen.